the streets, and I checked with the Hollywood GIS people to make sure we listed them all, and we are clearly in the brown, in the 25 unit per acre area. Now, if you look at the website today, this is the map you see. And you notice that it says it was originally adopted in April 25th of 2017. This is the Broward Next map. And it was last updated on May 22nd, 2025. So, of course, this is after the staff made the administrative determination in 2023 that they believe this property was community, and that's why they changed it to blue. But what we did, and this is just showing you close up, same map. What we did is there are a whole series of Broward Next maps between 2017 and 2025. They updated it roughly once a year to incorporate any amendments that had been done during that year. So we went back to all of those, and I'll show you in a minute. But what we started with here, on the left-hand side, this is the Broward County GIS street map. It has nothing to do with the land use map. It's just a map of streets in Broward County. And because we noticed with that Jasmine Terrace that you can see is different, we started doing all these comparisons. This dotted line that goes straight across is as if Washington Street had been extended east of the Intercoastal. And when you look at the dead end of Washington Street, so to speak, west of the Intercoastal, you can see that originally the developer of that area had a plan to put Washington Street over the Intercoastal, but he couldn't get a permit for the bridge. So anyway, we use that line as our reference point. And when you do that, you see, again, Azalea Terrace and Bougainvillea are in the brown, the 25 units per acre. And then on the right, we superimpose the map over the aerial photo. And I know it's hard to see because that big red star is in the way, but that block is the Hollywood Beach Community Center, which is our block, Azalea and Bougainvillea, and it's brown on the map, 25 units an acre. So now, just to make sure we've covered every angle, this is a close-up of the street map. You can see that number one is Azalea, Bougainvillea, they didn't print it, but it's obviously number two, and then Crocus is three. So then we said, okay, we looked at the Broward County street map, we lined it up, we can tell that this is 25 units an acre, let's use an independent source. So we looked at Google Earth, and we did the same thing with that extension of Washington Street. And again, you can see, and the one on the right, superimposing the aerial photo over the map, with 25 units per acre residential. Now, I'm going to show you a series of maps, but before I do, I want to just digress for a minute. In 1977, when the Broward County Land Use Plan was approved, and this was ordinance number 77-66, adopted on November 9th of 1977, it adopted the map as a whole, the entire map. Same thing happened in 1989 with ordinance 8914, March 1st of 89. Map was adopted as a whole. Same thing happened in 2017 with Broward Next. Ordinance number 2017-09, adopted on April 25th of 2017. The map was adopted as a whole. The map showed this as 25 units an acre. So even if someone thought there was a mistake prior to 2017, when the map's adopted as a whole, showing it as 25 units an acre, that's what we have. But let me keep going.
Adopted by the
County Commission. On Ordinance 2017-09 on April 25th, 2017. Of course, that came to the Planning Council before it went to the County Commission. All right, so now we just start looking at different dates. So the map on the left is 2018. Again, a year after Broward Next was first adopted, compiling all the amendments that may have taken place during that year, we're still 25 units an acre. On the right, we're showing 2025. We already know what that is. That was after the map was administratively changed to show CF, or community, rather. This is the 2019 map. It's a little blurry, apparently, the electronic copy we received. The reason we have these maps, by the way, is when we do a land use amendment on behalf of a client, and we're going to amend the Broward County Land Use Plan, we order the entire map. And of course, we've kept them in our files, and that's why we still have them. Obviously, our 2019 copy is kind of blurry, but you can still see when we put in the street names that we're in the right place. Same thing in 2022. And then we go to 2023. And I had a meeting earlier with Ms. Blakeboy and Mr. Morotis a couple days ago, and we looked at their presentation, they looked at ours, we looked at everything together just to compare notes. And then Barbara mentioned to me that I think it was in January of 2023, that the map was changed. So that's why you see the blue here. Now, just to show you over this period of years, what we had, we were always 25 units per acre until 2023 when the map was administratively changed. And I will tell you that where we diverged from the presentation from staff is we did not go look at the city maps. Why didn't we do that? Because it's not relevant. The city map must be in substantial conformity with the county map. The city map may be CF, community facilities. Not surprising. There are all kinds of examples, and I see many municipal officials up here in all of your cities, where the city map is not exactly the same as the county map, because it doesn't have to be. It has to be substantially in conformity. It doesn't have to be the same. Also, the city map can be more restrictive than the county map. And certainly community facilities is more restrictive than residential 25 units an acre. Also, what we've found over the years is many times when government takes title to a piece of property, they change it to CF. In fact, in Hollywood, until 2002, there was an ordinance that said any land owned or leased by the city or any governmental agency shall automatically be converted to GU, governmental use district. Now, that's their zoning district in Hollywood. But anytime they acquired a piece of property, they rezoned it to GU. It's not much of a stretch to see that they would change the land use to CF just because they owned it. But what they didn't do is they did not ask Broward County to amend the Broward County map. They only did the city map. And again, not unusual. I think you would find examples of it in all of your cities. So just some additional documentation. This is a slide that Ms. Blake Boy showed earlier. We think we probably could find a way to get a reference west of the intercoastal, but it wouldn't be easy. So I have no quarrel with this map. This is what was shown earlier. So I prefer to say that the Broward County Planning Council staff was right the first two times. This time and this time. Now, we should for a minute mention, I think Ms. Blake Boyd did already. Originally, the plan for this property was for a larger land area. It included everything you see crosshatched on here. So at that point, they needed a land use amendment because they had land that was being included that wasn't residential. But since then, the project has been significantly reduced. So the only areas involved now where the buildings will actually go is D and E, and then some of the density comes from A, as Ms. Blake-Boy mentioned. So why is this important? Because if we are correct, and I believe we are, this area in brown is 25 units an acre, and regardless of what approvals they need at the city of Hollywood, they do not need a Broward County Land Use Map Amendment because the land is 25 units an acre, and that's what they're building. Thank you. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. At the end of the public comment period, I'd like the opportunity to respond as appropriate. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mealy. Any questions for Mr. Mealy or Ms. Blake Boyd at this time, or should we just go right to public hearing?
Mr. Chair, just a point of clarification for either Mr. Mealy or Ms. Blake Boyd, and I think it's probably better addressed by Ms. Blake Boyd. As Mr. Mealy just stated, that map was changed in January of 2023, and yet in Ms. Blake Boyd's statement, you said, and then a Broward County land use plan map amendment application was subsequently filed after that change at the city and county level by the applicant, the one that expired?
Yes.
That application was filed based after?
So January 25th, 2023, we issued the revised interpretation with the community designation, and in March, just over a month later, an application is filed by a related group transmitted by the City of Hollywood for 3.99 acres from rec and open space and community use to medium high 25 residential. It was going to add 99 point something, thank you, units to
the- I apologize to, we're unable to hear you.
The microphone.
Yeah. You'll have to go back to Phil Donahue microphone.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So Councilmember Horlin was asking about what happened at the after the publication of the January 25th, 2023 staff interpretation. And that was the modification of this 1301 parcel to community designation on the county plan. Subsequent to that, the city of Hollywood concurrently transmitted a Broward County land use plan map amendment application filled out by Related Group with a request to change the 1301 parcel and a portion of the parcel to the north of that to medium high 25 to add 99 units to the Broward County land use plan, which would have accomplished 146 dwelling units, which was the density being requested at the time.
Thank you, Ms. Blakeboy. So I just wanted to be clear about that, Mr. Chair.
I'd like to give Mr. Miller, you stand up.
Absolutely.
Let me let him respond also.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I'm just going to escape.
Thank you. I need to use this.
Yes.
I won't be able to.
Yes, thank you. Sorry about that.
Thank you. You remember the slide we showed with the crosshatching where it was
yes.
the larger area? So when they resubmitted the time that Ms. Blakeboy described, it still was the larger area. So they would have still needed a land use amendment, even if this part was still 25 units an acre, because there was other land in it that wasn't 25 units an acre.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mealy. I know that you came onto this late, but in that interim, to your knowledge, at no point did the city ever request a formal interpretation of that map, to your knowledge?
There was actually two, we showed, can I put my,
yeah.
Or maybe we should use yours, because you have both of them.
They
do an acreage and land use determination. There were two of them. Remember the one in 2021 mm-hmm. showed it 25 units an acre. The one in 2023 showed it as community. Yes, they asked for it twice.
After the map was changed, that's what I was asking.
No,
yeah,
not,
once before.
Yeah. Not after the map.
Not after the map was changed.
No.
There was no request.
There was no request. So
you just amended, right?
January 25th, 2023, we issued the revised letter. The application was filed, and then after the application was considered withdrawn because the city of Hollywood did not take an action to make a positive recommendation, there was no further request for additional information or clarification in writing
until, now.
Until late 2025 is when it came up.
Thank you for the clarification. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome.
Just a clarification maybe from Andy. The presentations had described a history where plans are reviewed, maps are reviewed, but certainly this process and land use planning in Florida is governed by Chapter 163. It's governed by, in Broward County, by the county charter, which provides that the adopted ordinances that facilitate the future land use maps and the county comprehensive plan, Broward Next, are the controlling land use law in Broward County, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
All right. So and with that, here in 2017, it was shown through the presentations that the adopted ordinance with Broward Next had this property, at least graphically, showing as RM25, correct? Graphically.
Graphically. On
yeah. That. I mean, there's no dispute. It's brown, right? Right. So even where, for example, if the planning staff, delve into this item, because of the city maps being, not in conformity with Broward Next, and they research it and they look to 89 and who can make sense out of the 89 map, even though I can count the blocks and see that this particular site remained in the RM25 or not the CF box there. And maybe it's just as simple as the CF box is the odd shape that it is because they had to fit in the word CF in the type set that they were using. I don't know. But when you count the blocks, that all includes this 1301 property within the RM25 section. My point is that when staff in general find that there is a problem with or a Scrivener's error within a map, under Florida law, in order to effectuate a legal correction to a Scrivener's error, you need to actually have a plan amendment, right? In other words, a staff interpretation can't necessarily change a map on its own, correct?
That requires a depends answer. Let me get specific on it. First of all, there's a legend on, I know the 77 and I think on the 89 map, there are legends on the maps that indicate that it is approximate. For what Barbara indicated, because you're dealing with
how many miles? Whatever, a lot.
425 square miles.
He's got it.
272,000 acres.
Huge amount of acres, and you're reducing it sometimes to an 8 by 11 or even a 18 by 36 map. It indicates that it may not be specifically, it may not be correct. It's an approximation, and the 87 thing refers to it as being approximate. So you have that that requirement. So, and the point you're interested, Mayor, and you're bringing up a very, very valid point here that goes into the consideration is where the staff believes, again, it's a matter of, you know, what you find as the ultimate fact here, where the staff believes that there was never any action to create the land use for the area that is shown on the map, that it needs to go down a couple of streets or it's misaligned for some reason. It has the ability to correct for a clerical or Scrivener's error if there's nothing underlying. So you can use the clerical or Scrivener's error procedure that they're using here to correct for something that they said never should have never existed because there is no documentation for that. Again, subject to facts. Obviously, you cannot use that Scrivener's error. It's not carte blanche to start changing the map any way you want. It's just for a very specific purpose where they look at it and say, wait a minute, it doesn't go to this street, it goes to this street or something like that. So that's what staff did. So I think they have authority to do that. Now, the question before you is, did they use that authority in a way that you think conforms to what the conditions are? And did it fall within the bounds of that authority of Scrivener's error, as, you know, either you may determine that it's a little more than it's appropriate, or it's kind of a bridge too far with that. But they do have the authority to do that, I believe.
But there is the legislative hierarchy in Florida is that the adopted law, the land use plan itself, is the controlling law, and that administrative interpretations are bound by that adopted. In other words, the administrative interpretations can't necessarily change the land use of a property on their own. They'd have to go through an amendment. That's all that I'm saying.
Yes, as far as that goes. But if an ordinance creating this particular land use on this property never existed, right? If it doesn't exist,
well, it's 2017 the ordinance.
Especially when there
before is. Before we get into the weeds,
I
appreciate your comments. They're very important comments. I will give everyone from the dais a chance to speak after we hear from public hearing. If there's anything specific right now, because you will have a chance to ask questions of both Ms. Blake Boyd and Mr. Mealy at the end of public hearing. Is that okay with everyone? Excellent. Public hearing is now open. Oh, Dr. Zeman, you
have have a question just about what they brought up. It's just a factual cleanup question,
factual,
if you don't mind.
Yes, Mr. Mealy.
Your description of the city's plans versus the county plans seems to be at odds with staff's interpretations of them. And I would just like to get to almost a directional understanding between city plans and county plans, if you don't mind, and then maybe Ms. Blake Boyd can answer the same question.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
So I think that Ms. Blake Boyd and Mr. Morotis and I would all agree that the county plan controls and the city plans must be substantially in conformity with the county plan. That's what the county charter says. So the reason that I don't go to the city plan is a couple of things, and I was reluctant to say this first part, but I have to say it now. Those city maps were so messed up that I don't know why anybody would use them. The reason that the county wouldn't recertify the maps is because they had too many mistakes on them. And Barbara was being nice, not saying that. But it's true. I mean, you look at these maps and they weren't recertified because they kept pointing out errors. So let's set that aside for a minute. Secondly, because the county map controls under the law, under the county charter, if the city map can be different, it can't be less restrictive. Mm-hmm. It can be more restrictive. And it is, because CF or community, you call it community, the city calls it community facility, same thing, is much more restrictive than residential 25 units an acre. And also, I was looking at the land use plan. I can show you the citations. Community facilities is permitted in almost every land use category. Not industrial, but it's permitted in residential, it's permitted in commercial, it's permitted in activity centers. CF is allowed almost everywhere because CF is for schools, fire stations, city halls, you know, community buildings, churches, hospitals. And so it's allowed everywhere. So it's not inconsistent under the charter for the city map to be community facilities and the county map to be 25 unit per acre residential.
Thank you, Mr. Mealy. Ms. Blakeboy, anything to add?
The only thing that I would add is this generalized nature of the county land use plan. And part of what we, you know, is on the cover page of the 1977, the 2008, the 2017 map, that these areas designated the Broward County land use plan map for particular uses are approximate. Yeah. And I think the configuration, you know, is maintained throughout this discussion and interpretation. That's the only thing I would add.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Dr. Seaman. All right, we're going to open up the public hearing. Ms. Blakeboy.
Okay, thank you. The first public speaker is Beam Furr.
Commissioner, welcome.
Oh, yes.
Is there a way to set it up for them to make it easier? They have some. There's a mic stand there, so I don't know if it moves. And
I can just hold. Okay, okay. Good evening, board, chair. Andy, Barbara. I think it's the first time since I've been a county commissioner that I've spoke to you all. And I have kept my distance for a reason. One, I have a tremendous amount of respect for this board. And I also, if something that might be coming back to the county commission, I don't want to have weighed in. So I haven't had a chance to speak to any of you all on anything, even my appointments. I did ask the county attorney if I could speak today, and he said it was okay. So I wanted to clear that. I am here to support the planning council's staff's interpretation. And mainly because I've watched them on lots of issues go to incredible great lengths. I just watched the lengths you went to make sure your accuracy. I sat with you all up as a member up there for many years. I rely on this board and your decisions all the time. Our county commission relies on it. And that is coming back to our staff. They have earned a lot of trust from the county commission. I think we have a tremendous amount of trust in y'all. My concern is that allowing a different interpretation is risking the respect of this body. That's what concerns me. And the respect that you all may need at some time at a later date in your own municipalities. I can understand why a developer might want to avoid having to go through all this or having to go through a land use amendment. We know it's not easy because it requires looking at all kinds of concerns on many levels, whether it's traffic or environmental, and you all have to do that all the time. But the Planning Council does not have a dog in any of these fights. All they're trying to do is make sure that you get the most accurate information you possibly can, and then you all make the decision. That's what they're doing, and I think, you know, I think that's what they're trying to do here. I know they are. So I'm really here just to say I have a tremendous amount of trust in staff, and in this particular issue, I think it's worth following their advice on this and following their interpretation. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
The next speaker is Terry Cantrell, followed by Dennis DiMartino, followed by Maureen Villaverde.
Thank you very much, Chair and Council. Terry Cantrell, a resident of the beautiful and historic Hollywood Lakes neighborhood, Hollywood, Florida. We are directly across from this particular parcel. I'm also president of Hollywood Lakes Civic Association. And I'm speaking today on behalf of the HLCA. We've been following this item for 5 years straight now. We totally support staff's interpretation of this as being a CF property. We just want to make sure that's on the record. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next speaker is Dennis DiMartino, followed by Maureen Villaverde, followed by Eric Forden.
Mr. DiMartino, good morning.
Good morning, Dennis DiMartino, 1201 South Ocean Drive. See, Mayor Gomez has been here before. She brought a blanket.
It's cold.
I thought I was confused when I came here. After hearing all these presentations, I'm even more confused.
I'm working on it right now, trust me.
You'll get some more time as we speak up here. Go ahead, sir.
Like I said, I'm even more confused now after hearing the presentations. As far as the land designations and the map markings, now, as stated, the map markings were approximate and sometimes not to scale, and they can be interpreted that this little box is here or here. It's interesting that Mr. Wright's presentations places the boxes in exactly one block further north, which indicates that portions of the summit property are designated as recreation, and Harry Berry Park is community, when actually Harry Berry Park we know is recreation, and the community would then, in the shifting of that space that he had marked, would move it towards the 1301 property. So that's obvious to me. I don't know, you can make your own things. Now, in looking at land use, I believe it's important to look at the intent of the use when it was acquired. Future land use is based on present land use. Present land use is based on historical land use. Now, in 1977, there was a settlement with these properties, and that's what resulted in the property being given to the city, gifted to the city. Now, I worked for 35 years in the New York County Landlord and Tenant Court. I was privy to many discussions on stipulation settlements and agreements. I, as a clerk, sometimes had to direct the judges on how to write their decisions based on the stipulations and agreements. And I looked into the agreements, and I looked into everything, and we go to the warranty deed, the restrictions on the deed that gave the property specifically said that it was for open space, park, recreational, and other public and municipal uses. I look at open space and I say, open space is not just what you see, it's also the airspace. So the land use has to be designated so that we have the open space. Also, municipal purposes, the city's attorneys and the project developers' attorneys, if you can tell them apart, have decided that municipal purposes includes taxation and municipal revenue.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll give you 2 seconds to wrap up. Go ahead.
Based on subsequent Supreme Court decisions. Now, I don't think that would be right, and I know that they didn't intend the 3P because 3P wasn't around until 4 decades later.
Thank you, Mr. DiMartino.
Maureen Villaverde, followed by Lynn Smith, followed by Richard Grosso.
Hello, distinguished counsel, Maureen Villaverde. I live at the summit, so I'm right next door to 1301. I support this council's interpretation of the land use at 1301. I really base that on the fact that there is a current deed, and the reason it was deeded was to offset the density in 1977 of the summit towers. That's to protect our safety as well. And I think I've sent you all pictures of a recent event when the Trafalgar Towers had a fire. A1A, a two-lane highway in each direction, was shut down. The southbound lanes had no egress, nowhere to go. The northbound lanes tried to go along Surf Road, one-lane highway, and was met by flooding at all the side roads. Although Ms. Wingate from Hollywood has said that evacuation on our barrier island is not a problem because we have 4 bridges, she neglects to look at the fact that the only way to get to those 4 bridges is along A1A. I totally support we need to limit the density based on what this was deeded, the reason it was deeded. The summit wanted to build another tower. It was felt in 1977 there was too much density. It's an even smarter idea now to limit that density. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lynn Smith, followed by Richard Grosso, followed by Donna Green.
Ms. Smith, good morning.
Forgive me, I'll be chattering. My teeth are so cold. You guys don't want us here. You're freezing us out.
We're very cold too, ma'am.
Oh my God, my hands are frozen. I'm gonna read this because I can't even think. Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen of council. I am Lynn Smith and I'm president of the downtown, and Josh usually does this with me, but he's too serious today. So downtown Parkside Rural Point Siena Civic Association. I include the first neighborhood, which is Parkside, Joseph Young developed. So I like to say that first so that you know who's up here. I represent our community. The entire city, I always say that the downtown and the beach belongs to all of us. So today I'm going to say that the county is the keeper of the land use plan. Limited, this is a limited, limited issue, a Scribner's error. As you interpret this issue today, remember each of you represent and were elected by the community. As you decide the final answers today, it is not the developer nor your final members of this council you need to make happy, but it is the folks who will be affected by your decision today's readings. Why should they suffer because of a Scribner's error, which was resolved and recommended by your staff? I would recommend that you follow your staff's regulation and the fact that one of your commissioners that came up here and said to you that he trusts it. We from the community trust it as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Brown. Next speaker.
Next speaker is Richard Grosso, followed by Donna Green, followed by Ann Ralston.
Morning. Welcome back, Mr. Grosso.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. This is my first time speaking to this board since I left it a few years ago. It's good to see some friendly faces. You know, I'm here representing today the Broward Sierra chapter, Broward Sierra Club. You know, I had always found the staff for this planning council to be incredibly competent, experienced, talented, and people who call it as they see it. Often when I sat on this board, I saw it differently, but they called it as they saw it. Their experience, their credentials are impeccable. What I saw today was nothing inconsistent with that. It's been clear. I mean, the law is very clear. You know, a future land use map that has a caveat, you have to do site-specific analysis. And the question is, what is the official adopted current correct future land use designation? Your staff, they've met with the City of Hollywood and the applicant's attorney and council. And I think it's telling that they didn't stand before you today and say, you know what, they convinced us we're wrong. Having heard all of that, they're convinced that they're right and that the designation is properly community, which of course is also consistent with its historic use. You know, I saw a reference to the idea, well, you said in 2019 this, that can't be relied on as a point of law. Right, it has to be like egregious government conduct. The question, a staff statement that's inconsistent with the actual law at the time is not void. You can't rely on that. So the question is staff today correct about the community designation? It absolutely is. They haven't changed their opinion. They did a really thorough job on this, and there's no basis to overturn their clear, competent, detailed determination that the community is the correct designation under the county's comprehensive plan. We would ask you to uphold the staff's interpretation. And thank you very much. Good to see you all.
Thank you.
Donna Green, followed by Ann Ralston, followed by Stephen Nerone.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. My name is Donna Green, and I'm a longtime resident of Broward County. I was born down the street at Broward General in 1962. So I've been here a long time, and I've lived in Hollywood for 35 years, and my mother-in-law lived at the Summit for many years, so I'm very familiar with this property, and I care a lot about our city. So that's why I'm here. I'm here to request that the Planning Council support the staff interpretation of the 1301 South Ocean Drive property and label it as community. It's based on the facts, and that's where it should stay. And I think they've demonstrated that they've done their research, and based on Beam Fur's description of the legitimate way you have made decisions, based on this research, I think it's supporting the facts that it should be listened to and followed. The deed of the property that's been in existence for since the 70s, said it was for community use, and that is what we as residents believe it should be labeled as. So that's why I am here, to let you know this property is really important to the citizens of Hollywood, and we are in agreement with the staff interpretation. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ann Ralston, followed by Stephen Nerone, followed by Kat Uden. Catherine Uden.
I'll try to reach.
You can pull it down.
I'm the vertically challenged group. I'm a long-term resident of the City of Hollywood. I fully support staff's recommendation that this stay the community center, a scriber's error gets fixed. Errors get fixed. That doesn't mean that it was right at any point in time. It was, I made a mistake. I went and I fixed it. I think we all make mistakes. And so please, please, I implore you to go with the council's staff's recommendation that this stay a community center. It's a beautiful piece of property, and we'd like it to stay that way.
Thank you.
Stephen Narone, followed by Catherine Uden, followed by Joyce Rao.
Mr. Narone, good morning.
Hello. Hello, Mayor. This is a great process. I'm Steve Narone. I live next to this property at the Summit. Starting about 2022, Dennis and I ran a Zoom meeting about every week for about a couple years. And during this, the reason this is confusing is because we also had some great participation from Eric and others from Related, and we had a very civilized conversation. And during this whole time, density was an issue. It was clear in everybody's mind who was participating for a couple years, and it never came up that there was not an issue about density. So to suddenly hear that this has changed now after discussion, when we had participation by both sides at these meetings, they were amazingly civilized. And you know how these type of discussions can get tough when they're open like that. And we appreciated the participation that we got at the time. It was very, very useful, good communications. But during this whole time, density was an issue. It was clear in everybody's mind. And to suddenly hear that it isn't an issue or that there was something else that came up is a real surprise. So I appreciate and appreciate the staff's position on this.
Thank you.
Catherine Uden, followed by Joyce Rao, followed by Lee Emanuel.
Ms. Uden, good morning.
I'm sorry? Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair and members of the council. I support the recommendation, Catherine Uden, Hollywood resident. I support the recommendation of staff. This developer is already going through the process of the land use amendment, and I recommend that they continue going through the process, and I hope that you decide that as well. In the early 1970s, the Mailman Development Corporation was developing property in Hollywood and filed litigation against the city concerning enforcement of a municipal density limitation. As part of the final judgment in the Development Corporation versus Hollywood, they reached an agreement where the city would not enforce the disputed density cap in exchange for Mailman Development Corporation conveying to the city the parcel now known as 1301 South Ocean Drive. This conveyance was completed by warranty deed dated December 31st, 1974. The deed expressly provides this conveyance is for open space, park, recreational, and other public and municipal purposes. Prior to accepting the conveyance, the city consulted an appointed committee to evaluate whether or not the parcel should be accepted subject to these restrictions. The committee recommended acceptance specifically so that the property would remain permanently available as open space recreational land for the benefit of Hollywood residents. Historical testimony from committee member Bob Guyason reflecting this understanding is available on video. The purpose of this deed restriction was clear. This parcel would remain open space and would not be developed with residential high-rise structures. The parcel site adjacent to the Mailman Development Corporation's Summit Condominium Project and purchases there were widely informed. That the neighboring parcel would remain open space and not be developed with another high-end high-rise. On May 9th, 2023, all eight members of Hollywood's Planning and Development Board unanimously recommended a denial of this land use amendment. So please uphold the staff's recommendation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Joyce Rao, you're going to pass? Okay, thank you. Lee Emanuel, you're passing. Okay, thank you. Douglas Eaney, followed by Stephen Welsh, with the final speaker, Stephanie Burns.
have to be careful with this.
Take your time. Take your time. Good afternoon, sir.
Here we go. Let's hold on. I'm Doug Eeny, Douglas Eeny, Eeny, Meeny, Mighty Mo. So it should be pretty easy to remember. I'm the president of the Ohio North Beach Association, and we fully support staff's recommendation, the county staff's recommendation of the Planning Council. And I hope the Planning Council itself has the same trust in its staff. So therefore, simply, we support it. And it's a technical day today, so I'm not going to go into anything else, but simply the Ohio North Beach entire association supports it. And thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Stephen Welsh, followed by Stephanie Burns, and Ms. Burns is the final speaker.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hello, my name is Steve Welch. I formerly lived on the beach. I now live on the mainland. I'm also the president of the Hollywood Council of Civic Associations. I'm not here speaking on their behalf. However, they've supported the staff over the years, and we continue to support the staff. I'm here just to add one thing. The staff has done a beautiful job of providing you documentation, overlays, but you have that one other piece of evidence that is really important that people have been talking about, and it's a deed. At a time when we're erasing history, this history is important to remember. We have a deed that gave it to the citizens of Hollywood. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Final speaker, Stephanie Burns.
Good afternoon.
Hi, my name's Stephanie Burns, and I live at 737 North South Lake. I was a construction manager in San Francisco, Bay Area, San Francisco, Los Angeles, all over. And everybody in construction knows that when GIS first came out, it was glitchy as hell. And maps often had boundaries in odd locations. And there would be no reason to question this one because the summit was sitting there, the community center was sitting there, so there's like no reason to actually go back and look at it. I think it's absurd to think that the summit was actually built on open space. The Harry Berry Park was built on the community center, and the community center was built on a high-rise density space. And you know, the thing is that this land was set aside as a mitigation against high-rise density, and I think to use it for high-rise density is pretty much a slap in the face to the people of Hollywood, of Broward County, and the whole Barrier Island. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That concludes the public speakers.
Thank you, Ms. Boyd. Mr. Milley.
Thank you. Could we put my presentation back on?
Yes.
Thank you.
Someone else can.
Thank you. So while they're doing that,
let me use this. Dennis Milley again on behalf of the City of Hollywood. A couple of things. I heard a couple of speakers mention that historic use tells us current use and current use tells us future use. That's not true. That's not how the land use plan works. Sometimes it is the same as the current use, but sometimes it's not. Then also the speaker from the summit, and I just checked with the folks from Related. When they were having these meetings, that's when it was still the larger land area where they did need a land use amendment, before the area was reduced to only the area inside the yellow line here. Let me just kind of go back a few slides. Thank you. So the adopted land use map, adopted by the County Commission after recommendation from this board, showed this property in 2017 as 25 units an acre. And the map was adopted with that on it. There was no mistake. There was no error. It was changed later in 2023. And I think we've shown that it should not have been.
to go back to that 1989 map, and you tell me you can read it better than any of the other maps, I can't. Mr. Morotis did me a favor at the beginning referring to me as a planning expert. I am a member of the American Institute of Certified Planners and have been